This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the top 10 worst toys list is out. We got, you know, the nonprofit group Watch always gives us the toys we need to avoid this Christmas. Can you believe there's already the Christmas, you know, caroling and the music? I love Christmas music, so I'm totally fine with Christmas season starting early. But I guess they were advertising for Christmas even before Halloween. These companies are smart. They're like, look, do your Christmas shopping early, right? Buy from us now. So, you know, squeaky wheel gets grease, or the early bird gets the worm. And so these companies started advertising earlier for people to buy, and they're doing it. I'm seeing people go Christmas shopping. So that's why already now we are being, you know, told what toys to possibly watch out for. It's a Massachusetts-based nonprofit group called Watch. And the annual toy report warns parents of the potential risks associated with some of the hottest toys on the market and why parents should avoid buying them. Now, they have been releasing their list for more than four decades. Why? Because they want to reduce injuries and they want to reduce deaths. And they think these toys are, I don't want to say evil, but dangerous. According to the latest statistics from the Consumer Product Safety Commission, there were an estimated 240,000 toy-related injuries in the U.S. in 2016, and a reported 35 children died from toy-related incidents from 2014 to 2016. One child is treated in an emergency room every 3 minutes for a toy-related injury. So here's their complete list, all right? So number one was the Nickelodeon Nella Princess Night Pillow Pet Sleepy Time Lights. Lord have mercy, that's a lot. And I guess they're worried that the kids could ingest the batteries. They're soft. They're these little pillow pets. And they're supposed to be marketed for infants as a nightlight in the baby's room. But they say they have little flower heart tag accessories. If they are removed, they could be potential ingestion hazards. Plus, they have identified a battery acid leakage hazard. That's according to this Watch group. Number two, the Nerf Vortex Praxis Blaster. Now, my kids love these things where you shoot these discs all over the place. And they are marketed to children as young as 8, but the launch force of the discs do pose potential eye and facial injuries. And they look really fun. They're really colorful. Then you have the Marvel Black Panther Slash Claw. Now, Black Panther, one of the coolest Marvel movies. Its claw, not really like a Wolverine, but similar. It's a toy claw, but it's plastic, but it's rigid. And it is sold as a slash claw. They do warn children not to swing at people, but if you have a slash claw, they think that could empower a child to slash with it. You have the Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel Superstar Blade. This, they're concerned about, being a potential for blunt force and eye injuries. It's a spring-loaded plastic blade. That sounds stupid. That comes out and can hurt your face and other body parts. It's not supposed to impale you, but it makes you wonder. Then you have the Cabbage Patch Kids Dance Time Doll. Why is Cabbage Patch haunting the next generation of... Look... I took one for the team growing up in the 80s. And one thing that, you know, we tried to salvage you from and protect you from is Cabbage Patch Kids. Well, apparently Cabbage Patch is back. they're worried about this doll that has a removable headband, and they think the removable headband could be ingested by a child. It's funny. It's not as ugly as the other Cabbage Patch Kids used to be. Then you have the Zoo Jam Z xylophone. Now, I love toy xylophones, but they say there is a potential for ingestion and choking injuries. There's also a 9-inch long drumstick that could potentially be mouthed, and a kid could put that through their windpipe. Yeah, I mean, I used to have xylophone sticks all the time because nowadays they warn us. The Nietzsche Wonderland doll, Mini Clara the Ballerina, apparently that doll has a plush kitten attached to it that can be ripped off and used as a choking hazard. Then you have the Stomp Rocket Ultra Rocket. Gosh, some of these toys look really, really neat, where you stomp on something and it rockets into the air up to 200 feet. That, to me, and they're foam. They're little foam rockets. But apparently, there's warnings on the package to prevent serious eye or face injuries. Then, this is a toy. It's called Cutting Fruit. It looks like a knife and fruit, but it's plastic. And I guess you get to cut fruit in half. Magnetic apple, pear, orange, and slicing knife with a bag. I didn't know that cutting fruit is something that a child yearns to do when they wake up on Christmas morning. Then, Chin Prominer Pull-Along Dog. Oh, remember we used to have little pull-along dogs? Yeah, those, you know, they used to be so cute. You used to walk, you know, your parents want to get you a real puppy, so you had to walk around with a fake puppy, and everybody looked at you like you were an idiot. I remember having one of those, and I mean, I took it outside once. Once I got made fun of, I was done. I'm like, I want a real pet. This now reminds me that I don't have a dog. Anyway, the pull dog toy has a cord that measures 19 inches. With no warnings provided, a kid could wrap that string around his neck. So, you know, I like this watch group. I think, you know, it does kind of make us aware. But, you know, when I look at these things, I just think, whoa. I think there's a lot more toys out there that probably should be added to the list. I've seen some real stupid toys, you know. Just like crayons. I was an ER doc. I'm taking crayon pieces out of kids' ears. So technically, crayons could, you know, be a potential hazard, and you might need warnings on those. Don't, you know, break apart and stick in somebody's ear. But the truth of the matter is any toy could potentially be dangerous. Any toy, especially if you take the toy and you smack a little brother with it in the head, which seems to happen in a lot of families. So I would say anytime your kids play with toys, just because it says 2+, doesn't mean you leave your toddler alone with the toy. All right, you still have to be there and watch him and play with him. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab-tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Was it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So officials say at least 150 people who went to a Village Tavern restaurant in Charlotte are at risk of getting hepatitis A. Mecklenburg County Health Director Gibby Harris said in a news conference Thursday, I love that name, Gibby, that those who ate or drank at the Village Tavern in Charlotte's South Park neighborhood on October 30th need to go and get vaccinated. Officials learned Wednesday a restaurant employee went to a hospital with symptoms of this disease that affects the liver. News outlets report Mecklenburg County has had 24 confirmed hepatitis A cases this year, while it had 4 in 2017. They reported last week that the State Department of Health and Human Services confirmed the first death related to the ongoing hepatitis A outbreak that happened last month. Village Tavern said in a statement, authorities are not aware of anyone infected by the employee. So this is some really, really scary stuff because hepatitis A can kill. Most people that get hepatitis A are going to be fine. They don't usually have long-term sequelae like hepatitis B or hepatitis C folk can with chronic liver disease or cancer. But hepatitis A can at some, you know, at some stage consume you. And so we know that there was a lot of deaths related to the homeless population in Southern California and other areas throughout the United States that had been affected by hepatitis A. And hepatitis A you get from oral fecal route. I've talked about that, where something gets into your mouth that has similar germs from the GI tract. And if hepatitis you get from the GI tract and it gives you diarrhea, and for some reason your hands aren't completely clean, you get it into your food. And, you know, one of you had wanted me to dissect that a little bit more because, you know, you had asked, this was a while back, it was somebody that had the stomach bug in their household. So in this particular, this listener, there was a stomach bug in the household and everybody had diarrhea. But first, like, dad had it, then mom had it, then kids got it. But dad had swore they washed their hands. Nobody touched anything that could have, you know, had feces on it. So there's a couple things that make me think with that, okay? Nobody ever isolated what that was in that family. But the other thing that could happen is, because I know that happens in my family too. You know, everybody gets diarrhea and I'm like, wait a second, we all washed our hands. Nobody farted on each other's pillow. I mean, we wiped our mouths with clean napkins. How did we get something that's transmitted oral fecal route? Well, unless we all ate the same thing and got sick at different times, or we were exposed to a bug that turned around and caused nausea, vomiting, and it wasn't necessarily an oral fecal route type of bug. It was a type of, you know, flu bug that you could get orally or by respiratory droplet, and then you turn around having those symptoms. But with hepatitis A, you don't get that from somebody breathing on you or touching you. It means you consumed something contaminated. And again, some people still have a hard time wrapping their head around that. They're like, well, wait a second. If you are making a burger, let's say. Okay, so let's say, and we're going to be a little graphic here. Let's say a worker goes potty. And he just doesn't wash his hands. Walks out, okay? And then he has to make hamburger patties. So he grabs the patty and he smacks around and makes a hamburger patty. All right. Okay. You would think after two or three hamburger patties, he got it all off. But unfortunately, you almost need to have this microfilm watching, this electronic microscope watching everything he touched. If he touched the counter, and then if he touched the burger, or he touched a utensil, or he touched, you could technically, with one nasty, you know, poop, and then coming out without washing your hands, you potentially can infect multiple people. You can. And then, in terms of an outbreak, that person goes home, gets sick. Maybe they're not the cleanest. And then they give it to other people. So don't think that, you know, the one little virus can get off on one person's hamburger and then everybody else is fine. It just doesn't work that way. So I hope they overcome this. That's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is a story I saw coming out of Fox News. They say a health department pours bleach on soup meat for the homeless, cites lack of permits and food safety concerns. So let me break this down. The Kansas City Health Department admitted to intentionally destroying food meant for the homeless earlier this month, citing a lack of permits and the potential danger of foodborne illnesses. Now, the food was a coordinated effort by Free Hot Soup KC. It included home-cooked chili, foil-wrapped sandwiches, and soup, according to Fox 32. But on November 5th, inspectors shut down picnics being held across the city and poured bleach on the offending foods. They say there's no question that feeding the homeless is critical, according to Kansas City Director of Health Rex Archer, but there are 43 organizations that have permits to do it in a safe way. In a statement posted to Twitter, the state's health department said it had received multiple complaints about the group and that the gatherings were not in compliance with city ordinances. The group organizes and volunteers to prepare food at homes and transports the food in personal vehicles to serving locations. Well, if you have the food in your back seat or sitting on the passenger side, is it in a heated container? Is it refrigerated? No, it's just sitting there at room temperature. So they say, quote, the food is not kept at required temperature for food safety. KCHD, Kansas City Health Department, believes everyone, including those experiencing homelessness, deserve the reassurance of food safety practices. Archer cited a lack of health care among the homeless population as another concern when dealing with foodborne illness. They say E. coli or Salmonella or Listeria can grow in the food, and then you give that to homeless people who are more vulnerable. They will end up in the ER and even die from that exposure. Now, they say some volunteers allege that the bleach did not deter hungry participants from rummaging through the tainted food. Now, if they did pour bleach on it, that had to, like, get, you know, I mean, thrown out and not, you know, where people have access. But, you know, the homeless population that we had, that we saw at risk of hepatitis A in San Diego, one theory, which a lot of people believe might have happened, is the hepatitis A outbreak kind of exploded down there because California has this new rule of no plastic bags. So stores don't give out plastic bags anymore. I mean, you can purchase a bag for 10 cents. Or you could buy a reusable bag or bring your own bag, which I have to admit, I don't want to really give a lot of shade to because I remember that's how my grandmother used to shop. You know, she'd have her bag for groceries or whatever. She would buy whatever and then take the bag home. Now you need to wash that bag out. You need to make sure it's clean. But, you know, stores wouldn't always give bags. You would have to bring your bag and then bring it out. I mean, this whole idea of plastic bags is a convenience we start to see in the 90s. I mean, in the 80s, you had those brown paper bags. And so all of a sudden plastic, and now we're just inundated with plastic. But what they had said happened in Southern California was once you got rid of the plastic bags, this is what homeless people used to potty in. And so they would have, like, a can, and they would sit on the can in their tent, but they would put the plastic bag over it, and then they could just pick up the plastic bag, tie it off, throw it out. Well, there's no plastic bags for them to pick up from the garbage or whatever, so they didn't have plastic bags, and unfortunately that's how they were able to spread disease easier. So the health department had to pass out plastic bags. So, the health department is very well aware that disease could just spread by wildfire, like wildfire throughout, you know, a homeless population. And care needs to be taken, especially, you know, giving food to the homeless. You know, yes, it's really nice to bake a pie, but, you know, they deserve to have the same rules as anybody else when it comes to the food that they eat. Even more so because they're a lot of times immunocompromised. A trip to Texas was nearly fatal for one Detroit man last month. Because he noticed the flesh on his thigh was peeling away when he was in the shower. He ended up wiping away the flesh from his thigh area. And he knew something was kind of wrong. And so his wife told him to go to the doctor because he was, you know, starting to look sicker. And then he was starting to drift in and out of consciousness. And by the time they arrived at the hospital, the doctor diagnosed him with necrotizing fasciitis or flesh-eating bacteria. He was under the knife within an hour. And if he and his wife hadn't stopped to stay on their cross-country trek and noticed this, the infection would have killed him. Now, they think what happened is he got it while working on a customer's bathroom renovation. There was fecal bacteria the doctors believe that he got in contact with that then got onto the lake. So he's had surgeries, a pig skin graft, and thank God he's okay. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Howdy, folks. Carl Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket, but it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in Texas today, where he's visiting with some of the troops deployed on the border. On his way to Texas, Mattis was asked if the troops would be interacting with the migrants.
At the present, I do not anticipate military personnel coming into direct contact with migrants.
Search crews in Northern California have found more bodies, bringing the death toll from the so-called campfire to 48, and statewide, 50 people have died in California due to wildfires. A new lawsuit blames a fire on a major utility in California, PG&E, for allegedly failing to inspect and properly maintain its power lines. Meanwhile, this resident of Paradise says he was lucky to survive.
It happened so quickly. You know, we had trained for this for years and years and years. We knew Paradise would burn. You know, is it going to burn? It's just a matter of time. You know, when will it burn and how bad will it burn?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We would love to hear your questions and your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 362-3254. So, Boston man, Massachusetts, his wife collapsed and died. And the hospital at which this happened has sent an apology to him, or actually did receive a face-to-face apology, because this is probably one of the more tragic ways to lose a loved one. Apparently, his wife collapsed outside a locked hospital emergency room door. And the chief executive of the hospital's parent company has said he was very, very sorry, and had a meeting with the husband on this. And he says, I can understand the horrible pain that this has inflicted upon you. Now, what happened here? Apparently, his wife, Laura Leavis, was having an asthma attack. So she walked to Somerville's hospital emergency room in the early morning hours of September 16th, 2016. Not sure why she would walk and not call 911, but a lot of people live right by the hospital. So I get that. And, you know, some people, they have that sort of relationship with the hospital where they, you know, could just walk in. And, well, she found the door locked. There were instructions posted on the door to use another entrance instead, but either she was panicking, maybe she didn't see it, or she couldn't understand those instructions, or maybe she was hypoxic. So she sat down on a bench, called 911, and told the operator that she was outside the hospital emergency room and couldn't get in and she was dying. Now, a nurse, this is so tragic, a nurse actually looked for her outside for about 12 seconds, but apparently didn't see her. It was like, you know, dark, and it was pre-dawn, and it was, you know, where it's like really kind of murky, and there's, you know, fog and things like that, so she didn't see her. Eventually, she was found unresponsive by a firefighter on the bench, 29 feet from the hospital's main entrance. Unfortunately, it was too late. She died at another hospital days later. Now, DeMarco said that although he accepted CEO Wardell's apology, he was not satisfied at all with the hospital's official answers. He said the mistakes that led to Laura's death were so unnecessary for the hospital to own up to them, couldn't have been more necessary. I'm certainly disappointed with some of the answers and disappointed to learn that Somerville's hospital leaders have never spoken to the emergency room nurse who left Laura to die on a bench step from the hospital doors. And he won't sue. He doesn't plan to sue. But now the emergency room does keep all doors unlocked. Now, this is, again, now somebody said, well, why the heck would there be a locked door? Well, again, you know, these emergency rooms, remember, they are sitting ducks for people coming in and shooting. And I think I can see, I don't know exactly the layout of this hospital, but I remember hospitals I worked at. There are side doors. Now, these side doors, most of them are, you can only access through card keys and security keys. And the one thing I remember back in the 90s is, I'm like, anybody could come in here, then go around, and then shoot up the ER. Now keep in mind, that was when Tupac was shot. And when Tupac was shot, you know, we were told that, you know, that the people involved in the shooting could, you know, come back and make sure the job is finished or try to finish the job. And so, you know, we were very concerned of our security and where, and luckily everything was fine. It didn't happen. But tragically, Tupac died. But, you know, we're very well aware that side doors to an emergency room can be very dangerous. And, you know, especially we hospital workers or healthcare workers leaving our shift at night, whether it's 11 a.m. or post-call at 6, 7, it's not a very well-lit area, the side of the hospital. Now, hospitals have a lot more lighting. This hospital does, you know, has a lot more signage, et cetera. But leaving the hospital and you know, being in the parking lot, and you're parking, you don't have the type of parking that's, you know, up front. You know, workers usually have the back parking or whatever. It's just one of those things where, you know, when you're a, you know, young woman, you're just very well aware that this is not the safest, and you need to either walk with somebody or you need to walk quickly, get your car, and get out. And so I understand why hospital doors have security locks or locks. However, if it is supposed to be an entrance for patients, that's bad. Now, the one thing a lot of us don't do is we don't do drills, you know, of what to do when you're sick or what to do, you know. How many of you have visited your nearby hospital and know exactly where you would park and what door and where you would go to? The average of one of us, no. I can't tell you how many times I'll go to a hospital for a talk or something, and I don't know where the front door is. I know where the emergency is, where the ambulances go. And it'll say maybe ambulances only. But where can people just walk in? A lot of times the signage isn't there. Hence, if your insurance covers you for a hospital or you live near a hospital, you might want to just kind of have that drill. Teach the kids, too, especially if they drive. Go, look, if anything's wrong and you need to take me to the hospital or anything happens, you go here. And many of these hospitals, you could drive around for 10 minutes before finding the entrance. That's some serious stuff. Now, usually doctors say call 911, et cetera, but I get, if you are closer to the hospital than an ambulance, I get how you'll want to go by yourself. But this is something that's just tragic. She went to a door. That door didn't work. She couldn't find where the other door is. And I got to tell you something. I mean, I've walked around hospitals where I walked the wrong way. You know, maybe the sidewalks need arrows. Maybe they need to paint on the sidewalks. I don't know. But it's frightening that this was so tragic and it didn't have to happen. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A British tourist has died because he contracted rabies from a cat bite when he was in Morocco on vacation. Now, of course, in England, health officials say there's no risk to the public. Person's name has not been released, but this is somebody who was on vacation, and I guess there was a kitty cat that went up to the UK traveler, and unfortunately he contracted rabies. Now, we don't have a lot of information on how he came into contact, what the interaction was, but unfortunately he died. If you're bitten, scratched, or licked by an animal, you have to wash the wound or site of exposure with plenty of soap and water, and you've got to seek medical advice without delay. Travelers are urged to stay away from dogs, cats, and other animals when traveling to countries, especially Asia and Africa. As you know, rabies is a viral infection that when you get it into a wound, it'll find the nervous system and then travel up the nervous system and go to the spinal cord in the brain. When that happens, especially like, let's say, in a dog, they may hypersalivate. They're in a lot of pain. They feel an infection of the brain makes you feel really loopy. And these dogs, you know, like in the cartoons where they look all, not all rabid dogs will look like that, but they will be very, very angry and very scared and bite at you because they're agitated. And that's what rabies can do, which is why a rabid animal is a risk for everybody else. The other thing, too, is if you have your animals that like to roam outside, you better make sure that the rabies vaccine is up to date. You know, I have kitty cats. A couple of them like to go outside, roam the backyard, roam the neighborhood, and then they come back. Little Snappy does that. Snappy will come in, and she'll be like, ah, ah, ah. You know, she has this weird little sound. She goes, ah, ah, ah. I go, hi, Snappy Tushy. You weren't supposed to be outside, you know, curfew. And she's like, I'm here. But the problem is she's outside, and she could get bit, and then she could bite me. And before I even see her, I have symptoms a couple days later, because it could take days. So you got to make sure that all your animals are vaccinated on a regular basis. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, an Oregon hospital has removed gender from all wristbands. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad.
you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So if you remember, I think it was about a month or two ago, there was a Colorado hospital that decided to remove the gender, male or female, from the ID bracelets of children that were admitted to the hospital because some of them were having transgender surgery. And they thought that it would probably make the process easier if they didn't have the F or the M and having to deal with it needing to be changed before and after surgery. And it was a pretty progressive thing to do, and the hospital, I think, has been having some success with it. Well, now a hospital in Central Oregon is doing that as well. They are removing the gender designation from patient ID bracelets. The Bulletin newspaper in Bend, Oregon reports the St. Charles Health System adopted the change last month, and the ID bracelet is designed to provide caregivers an easy way to identify patients based on two distinct identifiers. Now, according to a psychologist at St. Charles, Rebecca Scrafford, she said it was something that everybody felt had to be on there because it was always on there. But it's providing no benefit and it's causing harm. She was involved in recommending the change. Now, the ID bracelet is designed to provide caregivers an easy way to identify patients based on two distinct identifiers. But staff generally check patients' name and date of birth, not gender. Until recently, the hospital's record system, according to Fox News, did not distinguish between sex assigned at birth, legal gender, or gender identity. And so the ID bracelet has been showing the patient's legal name and sex assigned at birth. They said for a lot of those patients, that didn't match. It was distressing for our patients. They say this is one little baby step in providing affirming care that is probably the first visible sign of many efforts that are underway at St. Charles and community-wide. They say last year the hospital held a transgender healthcare training event for providers, and this year convened an internal sexual orientation and gender identity work group to guide initiatives around welcoming transgender patients. Meanwhile, the new Central Oregon Transgender Healthcare Coalition held its first meeting last month, establishing a goal of expanding capacity for transgender health in the community. So the hospital has now trained staff, etc., and the wristband now doesn't use, I guess, then gender. Now, before I go on with this here, as you see, we are going to be moving. This is going to be something that we are going to see. We are going to be moving to a non-gender committing sort of culture. We have 1.4 million transgender people in the United States. That's about 0.6% of the population. But we think it's an undercount because there's a lot of people that really are not, I guess, feeling ready to come out. And they, you know, keep this to themselves. Or, you know, they don't get logged or they don't say, oh, you know, count me as well. But we're seeing in Colorado now with driver's licenses, residents who do not identify as male or female are going to be allowed to choose X as the symbol to represent their gender on their driver's licenses. And an emergency rule, I guess, is going into effect this month. This is in Colorado. So the change comes as state officials continue to grapple with policies that allow people to identify differently than their sex assigned at birth to alter their official documents. The Colorado Department of Revenue decided to make the change effective November 30th after two court cases in which judges found in favor of Colorado people attempted to change their sex on government identification. So the department had to adopt a policy in line with those decisions to avoid the possibility of being sued. So the change not only will be personally affirming to people who identify other than male and female, but it will reduce the discrimination non-binary people face when their documents don't match their gender expression. So they will be able to put an X on their, you know, like, I'm not going to reveal. It's just like you don't have to reveal your ethnicity. You don't have to reveal your religion. In Colorado, there's 20,850 adults in Colorado identify as transgender. So a big question I think a lot of people have is, okay, now wait a second. Can this non-gender descriptor be used by those of us who are not transgender? So somebody had brought up a while back, if they want to apply for a scholarship, and the scholarship clearly says for women only, but they feel discriminated against, and they want to, you know, apply for the scholarship as well. Can they not identify as a gender, or can they identify themselves as female and apply for the scholarship? Same thing with Olympics. If somebody does not want to identify as a male or female, but they want to compete in the female Olympics, will they be able to do that? Now, we have, up until now, always had male-female. We had men's bathrooms and women's bathrooms. Well, we don't anymore. Now we have family-style bathrooms or unisex bathrooms where men or women can use the bathroom. And, you know, other countries kind of have that, too. You know, it's a bathroom, use it, you know, whatever. And then, of course, if you are concerned about getting attacked, you know, use it only during certain times, or there may have to be security, et cetera. You know, because women don't like to, you know, the bathroom is a very, very scary place, common place for rapes. you know, for young women, so or any woman, you know, or man. So it's, you know, but we believe that those bathrooms are only being used by those who are transgender, a very, you know, a population that has not been associated with violence. But I see, and this is something that, you know, we need to, you know, kind of try to conceptualize, but are we going to just have these options for people who are transgender, which kind of hurts their privacy? Or are we going to have these options out there where nobody ever has to report their gender? You know, there's a lot of people transgender that, you know, they live as the other gender, but they don't want people to know they're transgender. They just want people to see them as they are. And they deserve that sort of privacy. So we would have to then revamp everything we do where gender just doesn't exist. Now, here's a problem. You have, you know, some babies, and you're trying to identify which is the daughter that the mom gave birth to. If you have two boys and a girl, I mean, that may require a lot of looking at genitalia to go, okay, well, this is the girl, just to be sure. Parents are going to have to be okay with that, where diapers are coming off and nurses are going to have to be checking genitalia or use other identifying factors, identifiers, if we can't do male-female. But somebody could say, well, that point's moot because, I mean, you have tons of boys, tons of girls. You know, how are you deciding between two girls? But, you know, we're going against this idea of you don't want to call a person Asian. You don't want to say that's the Asian baby or the African-American baby or the Hispanic baby. You know, it's not politically correct to, you know, call out someone's ethnicity. But if we're not going to describe somebody by, well, that's the woman over there or the man over there, what descriptor can we use? Humans do want to stand out or be a part of some grouping. And, you know, we could blur the lines as much as possible to make people feel accepted. But you're going to have people out there going, well, wait a second. You know, I actually am a female. Do you need to see my chromosomes? Can I, you know, get, like, for example, with the gym, women in January, all these women will be able to join a gym for free. Well, do they have to now prove that they're a woman? Do they have to actually, you know, show their genitalia? I mean, how are we going to do this where there's no male-female? Well, maybe I'm for getting rid of the, you know, women get in for free. I think it's ridiculous that men can't join for free and women can. That's already discriminatory. So, I mean, we may really have to be all gray. No black and white, no male-female, no... I mean, if they literally have to be where you can't even identify a blonde versus a brunette. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.